we recently helped a Pittsburgh remodeler close a $1 million project through Facebook ads. Here's how. Hey, if you don't know me, I'm Spencer Powell. I'm the CEO over at BuilderFunnel, and we're on our way to generating $1 billion in revenue for our clients. BuilderFunnel Radio is where we share what's worked for us and our clients so you can use it for yourself. And as always, we really appreciate if you leave us a rating and a review on Apple or Spotify, hit subscribe, and share this. If you're getting value out of the show, it really helps us spread the word and reach more companies that are trying to grow. Today, I want to dive into a case study and share the story of how we did that. And my hope is that you can apply some of the methodology here and use it for your business. So when I first started my business, I had to practically beg people to work with me. It was about 2010, 2011, that sort of time frame. And almost every remodeler and builder I talked to said something similar. It went something like this. I just don't think that someone that wants to do a $200,000 remodel is using Google. They're asking their friends. Now, I may have been a little ahead of the times, but I had already started helping my uncles grow from 2 million to 10 million using digital marketing, but that definitely wasn't the norm. I would agree with that. It was not the norm. We were a little bit early, and there was a lot of pushback around just believing that people were going to Google to do their research to find, you know, a custom builder or a remodeler to do a large project. And today there's still a little bit of pushback to the idea of people, you know, doing Google searches to find a company and ultimately doing a sizable projects in the hundreds of thousands or millions. But I hear it far less. And the reason is the data supports it. And if you just think about the millennial cohort, they're getting older, they have more budget, and they go to Google and they go to social media. They trust online reviews. They trust their own ability to research. So today, I want to share with you a win that our team recently generated. They helped our client generate a $1 million project from Facebook ads. And so I'll walk you through the details and walk you through the information and the strategy so you can use it to your advantage. So to begin, as always, we want to start with strategy first, strategy before tactics. And so this client targets luxury remodeling. So they're not going after bathrooms in the $10,000 to $50,000 range, even stuff that's, you know, $80,000, $90,000, $100,000. They really want to push north of that, multi-hundred thousand dollars and a million plus. And so that means that we're targeting very specific areas of town and certain ideal client profiles. And so in thinking about the ad creative, so the first thing, that's the imagery and the text. We need the ad to appeal to that super high end. And we want the ad to pre-qualify out bad fit leads. So we used really high end visuals and the most ideal past projects that mirrored what we wanted to attract. So we focused on whole home versus just kitchen or bath. So larger scale. So that was the ad creative. And in terms of targeting, we got pretty specific. So we wanted to look at targeting specific demographics, specific behavioral patterns, shared interests, and then location, right? Where are these people living? Where are those homes in the city? And so this starts to filter out unqualified leads and put our ad in front of a higher percentage of the right people, right? When you do online ads like this, you're never going to have it reach 100% of the right people. But what you want to do is have it weed out as many of the people that we know are not in our target profile and try to include as many as we can. We want that percentage to be as high as possible. So that's what we're trying to do with the targeting and then the ad creative. So the targeting is going to give us our broad bucket of, okay, I want to target these specific neighborhoods. But even within those neighborhoods, there may be some people that aren't as qualified. Then we want the ad and the creative of the ad, the language, the text of the ad to really speak to those perfect clients. And hopefully the ad will then weed out a few more people. Then next up, we have the landing page. So after somebody sees the ad, they click on the ad, we want to take them to a dedicated page on the website that ties in with the ad. So we don't want to just dump them onto our homepage or even just a generic page. If we want this to perform to the highest level, we want to tie in a specific page with that ad that they saw. So on this page, there are a number of things that were showcased by our team. So services provided, we wanted to, again, make sure that the services were speaking to that ideal client. So if you don't want to do, you know, smaller projects, then you're going to feature just those high-end, larger scale projects. And if you only want the smaller projects, you know, you're going to reverse it, right? You're going to talk about what you do. And so again, everything here, what we're trying to do is have absolute clarity on who this is for and speak directly to them. We also included a lot about the values of the company, the identity, client testimonials. We had those featured. We had awards and accolades that we wanted to feature as well. We knew that was important to that high-end clientele. And then a very detailed overview of the design build process and how that would benefit the ideal client. And then finally, the caliber of work that they deliver. And so we did that via a gallery. But again, it wasn't just any gallery. You want to make sure that all of that imagery is speaking directly to that ideal target client profile. And so what we want to do is instill confidence in our target market that this is the right company for them. So after we set up the campaign, so just to go back, we had the landing page with all of those different components. We have the targeting. So who are we trying to reach? Where are they? All of those targeting layers that we have through Facebook with, you know, demographics, interest, behavior. And then we have the ad creative, right? The graphics, the text, and then the call to action with that. So after we set up all of those components, then we turned on the ads. And at the end of the day, they resulted in a lot of increased traffic to the website, dozens of leads, and ultimately that $1 million project that closed. Now, some of the leads are still in the pipeline, and so we're ideally going to see at least one more, if not a couple, turn into projects. Design build, typically the sales process is a little bit longer, so you have people that are researching, they're not quite ready to do the project, so they may convert now, and then they may enter the sales conversation, you know, months or even years down the road. But that was the campaign. And so if you want to replicate it for yourself, we're going to look at strategy first. So what kinds of projects do you want to attract? What areas do you want to work in? And who are your ideal clients? So let's get those questions answered. Those will kind of become the foundation of everything else. Once you've nailed that down, we want to create an ad that speaks only to your ideal audience as much as possible. So we're going to match the visuals and the text, the language that we're using. We're going to speak to those type of people that live in the specific areas that you want to work in, that are looking to do those specific projects that you want to do. So if you only want to do kitchens in one neighborhood in town, and it's certain type of clientele in a certain age bracket or demographic or whatever it is, then okay, that's the visuals and the text need to be driving towards speaking to them. Then we'll use Facebook's targeting to match that ideal client profile. So that's interest, behavior, zip codes, and demographic information as much as we can to get as specific as we can to reach that ideal client profile. And then finally, we're going to build the landing page. And that page will speak to your audience through visuals. So the right photography, we're going to have testimonials, we're going to have process, and then we're going to have a clear call to action. So after that, I would say put a little muscle behind the budget. Don't turn it on and spend $100 or $200 a month and expect it to just magically turn into a $1 million project. It might happen, but odds are you won't get enough data, honestly. Things will be moving too slow. Facebook won't get enough conversion data that they can figure anything out. So figure out what you're willing to spend to land an average project. And if your average project is $100,000, your gross margin is $30,000, then you might be willing to spend, say, $10,000 on ads to acquire a customer. And so you net, you know, 20. And when I say net, I mean additional gross margin. So if your gross margin is 30, you spent 10 on ads, then you have 20 left over as your gross margin. But run the numbers and figure out kind of your worst case scenario where it's still worth it, you know, because at the end of the day, we want, I mean, if we could spend a dollar on marketing and produce $5 million in revenue, we would do it. But that's usually not the case, right? If you've built your business on all word of mouth and referral, then maybe you've got something going on that like that. But if you start to spend on marketing, there's a certain ideal cost to acquire a customer. And then there's a, hey, this wasn't ideal, but it's still worth it. And you can always optimize from there. So I always like to know kind of my worst case scenario. Hey, my worst case scenario is I would spend, you know, $20,000. My gross margin would be 30, and it would, you know, so I would have done all that work to just have 10, you know, 10 grand, you know, going towards overhead from that project. Whatever it is for you, that will help you. One, it'll help you just track it. Most people don't track it. But two, it will give you kind of peace of mind and saying, hey, this worked, right? It wasn't my ideal, but it worked. So now maybe I can try to optimize this campaign. And so maybe you spent 20 on the last one, and now you can get it down to 15 and then 10 and then 5. And so you can work that down. And then once you've kind of got that cost per acquisition where you like it, then you can, you know, pump up the budget even more and say, hey, if I've got this kind of dialed in from a cost per acquisition, maybe I can really scale it. So give it a go, really test it. Don't spend just a few hundred dollars and expect it to work. You're going to have to put some muscle behind it. And once you've got something working, crank it up, you know, and just keep a close eye on it. Make sure you've got that cost per acquisition in kind of a target range that you like, and it can be a pretty powerful channel for you. But again, start with strategy, build your creative, use the targeting, and then build a really solid landing page with a clear call to action and take it away from there. All right, guys, what was your biggest takeaway from today? I'd love to hear from you. Again, the email is radio@builderfunnel.com. And if you leave a review, either on Apple or Spotify, we will send you a free copy of my book, The Remodeler Marketing Blueprint. So just let us know. We're just doing the honor system. You don't need to screenshot your review or anything like that. Just leave a review and a rating. Send a note to radio@builderfunnel.com. And then, yeah, I'd love to hear from you too. Just any takeaways from the case study today, anything that kind of sparked something you're going to try in your own business, would love to hear from you. And we will see you next time here on Builder Funnel Radio.